listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 9:59. Here at KBOO, we are gearing up for our holiday membership drive. It's going to be 3 days this week. We're trying to raise $25,000. You can help us with that by going right now to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. Thank you very much.
Give to KBOO today during our end-of-year match. Wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Give an extra gift today or become a new member and your membership will be doubled to support independent community media and citizen journalism at KBOO. Thank you.
Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series at the Hollywood Theater. The film this month is Bird on a Wire, showing Friday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. Bird on a Wire is a documentary about recently and dearly departed Leonard Cohen. The film follows Cohen on his 1972 European tour. Live footage is combined with a very intimate look at Leonard's inner life, doubts, depressions, and triumphs. Along with the film, Eric Isaacson of Mississippi Records will present a slideshow showcasing times when art was a meaningful and effective tool for social change during fascist regimes and offer strategies for dealing with things in our current world order. Again, that's Bird on a Wire, Friday, December 2nd at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, November 28, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web, and everywhere. Well, first up, we've got guests. We've got Nick Cady with Cascadia Wildlands joining us to talk about upcoming threats to the environment and what you could do about them yourself. Now is the time to stand up, not 2 weeks before disaster strikes. There are ways that we have lined up to let you know about for you to participate in what is increasingly a dangerous and noble endeavor. Robert Craig, speaking of which, Robert Craig of Citizen Action Wisconsin may be able to join us live from Madison, where there's a press conference going on right now, I believe, regarding the upcoming recount of votes. Donald Trump all of a sudden realized that the same game that he was playing, it could be turned around and aimed directly in his face. He says that votes were falsely counted, and he should know because he was the one that set it up that way. But none of the recount will go forward, and we'll see what happens then. A big ups to Jill Stein. There's a woman of courage. We've got Nick waiting. I do very much like if we are able to do weather, but we don't seem to. And we're probably not going to have time. I have also something new for you. When there's time available, which would not probably be today, I have a new section, a new department at Air Cascadia. Well, that's right, we're expanding. Soon in at least 20 companies worldwide, which means that if we ever get elected to public office, possibly the mayor of Troutdale, I may have to divest myself of some of these holdings. Presently, there's notes from the Styx. Probably we won't indulge that one, but it will be on the KBOO website, I could promise you that, and probably a blue version as opposed to the lily white that is allowed to go out over the air. Right now, let's go talk to Nick Cady of Cascadia Wildlands, who's been kind enough to join us and generous with his time. There are a couple of things. There's a refuge. There's a rally coming up in January for the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge and the public lands. This is, you think it's not important? Well, wait and see what happens if and when Trump becomes president. He will get around to destroying Oregon. It may not be the first thing he does, but it's definitely on his list. Let me just point something out here. Trump is a shill. This happened. This is not a big accident. Again, said it a million times, but here, if you see a tortoise on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident. This tortoise did not get on the fence post by accident. There aren't any accidents in Washington, D.C. Trump is a shill for Trump Enterprises worldwide. And he is great as the face of privatization. And he's great as a populist icon. The word Trump has almost become an adjective at this point. You know you've hit it big if your name has become an adjective, right? But yeah, he's a shill. It's a and he's nothing to fear, I assure you that. But he, the people around him, his appointees, those are the ones you should really fear. Good morning, Nick. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, facing head-on into a possible Trump presidency, all of these things matter more than ever. First, you want to talk about there are three groups that are asking a federal judge to halt logging on 50 acres of former state land. Can you talk a little bit about that, about the land itself and why it's so critical?
Yeah. So we had an oral argument down in Eugene in federal court. Cascadia Wildlands, the Center for Biological Diversity, and Portland Audubon are challenging kind of these early disposal of the Elliott. There were three test parcels that were sold to various industrial timber interests. The specific parcel at issue in this case was sold to Roseburg Forest Products, and we're challenging the logging of that parcel and its old-growth forest. It's inhabited by marble murrelets. It was formerly public land. And so we've sued them under the Endangered Species Act, and we had argument on Tuesday in Eugene that we felt went very well. So we're optimistic about that. Obviously, this has implications for the whole overall Elliott disposal process and whether timber companies that purchase the Elliott or are attempting to purchase the Elliott will be able to legally log these lands, which we contend they will not be able to. So in kind of follow-up to that case, there's a number of big decisions coming up for the State Land Board. They're going to be making a decision on whether or not to accept the bid. There's been a bid made by Lone Rock Timber out of Seattle on the Elliott State Forest for about $220 million. That amount is actually an enormous discount for this amount of acreage, soil growth, and the multiple public values that this forest provides. And so on December 13th at 10 a.m., we'll be gathering at 9 a.m., but December 13th in Salem at 9 a.m. is going to be a meeting of the State Land Board at the Kaiser Community Center. And we are hosting a rally, a protest of any decision that would aim to privatize the Elliott State Forest. And I think there's a lot of momentum behind opposing this movement, and so we're optimistic that we can have the state's disposal efforts stopped. And hopefully just the governor and Ted Wheeler and members of the state land board will recognize that this is a bad, short-sighted decision that cheats Oregonians out of a beautiful public resource.
I want to ask a question here. The logic behind this sale, or the law behind this law and logic, the children, and their education. Well, their education hasn't been going so well. Apparently, we haven't been getting our money's worth anyway. But presumably, they're going to they they've they sell off invaluable old-growth forest for pittance, and this is to further the education of Oregon's children. Hasn't anybody thought of any other way to make money? I mean, they do better with a lemonade stand. What kind of talk? Or cookies, for Christ's sake. I mean, Girl Scouts sell cookies. What's wrong with that? They're doing great. They're a multi-million-dollar enterprise. For God's sakes, why can't we think of something other than selling off the Elliott?
That's a great question. And so we've been exploring numerous other options. And I think one of the big opportunities that's going to come up soon here in the future is that the Elliott has enormous carbon storage potential. And to be used in climate markets, it could offset the vast majority of all of Oregonians' emissions. And so it has enormous potential in a future climate market regime, that we think is worth just waiting several years to find out whether the Elliott could plug beautifully into this system and help offset some of Oregon's other emissions. And that way, the value of the forest is all preserved, all the public benefits like recreation, clean water, all the endangered species, the critical salmon runs that come out of this forest can all be kept perfectly intact and managed for recreation and park benefits. And we could still be seeing the financial benefit, even a much greater extent of financial benefit than what they're currently contemplating. I think the State Land Board and the Oregon Board of Forestry and some of these other state actors have really a hard time seeing beyond these traditional dynamics of Oregon's forest industry and seeing beyond what the lobbyists are kind of shoving in their face as an instant emergency.
Yeah, and it's impossible to avoid noticing that mainstream media will constantly heave up the "Oh, the children" line whenever the Elliott knot is mentioned. So you know, probably the public has not had access to what you've just been speaking of as all alternatives to destroying old growth forest in the name of educating children and not even getting our money. It doesn't even buy pencils, you know, it's so the absurdity of it and the financial folly is obvious. And people aren't given that information. That's a big problem. We're facing a Trump situation, and in January there's a rally coming up on Baffin Malheur. Do you want to talk a little bit about that briefly before we let you go?
Yeah. Again, on December 13th at 9 a.m., we're going to be gathering outside the Kaiser Community Center in Salem and kind of protesting any effort by the State Land Board, Governor Brown, Ted Wheeler and the Secretary of State, any effort by them to act on this offer that's been made on the Elliott State Forest by Lone Rock Timber Company. And so it's a rally.
Again, the same
the same.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Continue.
No, you're fine.
This is the tip of the old iceberg. And as we all know, icebergs are melting much faster these days, very little tip remaining. But nonetheless, under Trump, all this business of handing over public lands to states to be mismanaged and bungled and possibly destroyed, this is right in front of us now. The Malheur, of course, is right in the crosshairs. And there are people who are saying that we live in the country, we know how to manage manage land, but they don't. They've destroyed it. They've turned grasslands, which are essential to life on Earth, essentially, those are being converted into cattle pastures and destroying much of what has sustained what they think of as the West. They are part of the problem, not the solution. The reason why public lands are managed by other people, not the country people, is country people have done a bloody awful job of managing the land. And under Trump, presidency, the idea is that, oh, we're going to turn it over to the people. That's a shorthand for privatizing the land. What do you see? Have you any notion of how that conversion would take place and what Trump might do? He's going to have his team so far does not bode well for any of us.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the Elliott State Forest is definitely Oregon's, you know, smaller version of this much larger question and problem of the privatization of big federal lands in the West. And the basic fact about this is that state and private actors cannot handle the costs associated with maintenance and management of these vast areas of public land. And so really, all we're talking about when you're talking about privatizing public lands or selling them, I think the big push is to get them in the hands of state and county governments. Well, state and county governments, as we're seeing through the Elliott, cannot afford to manage these lands properly. And so all that means is these lands are going to be divested and opened up to oil and gas interests or mining interests or just basic extractive
or cows. They'll have cows managing it. Which is kind of what they have. Exactly. I so could go on in that line. But thank you so much, Nick. I'm so glad you had time to talk with us today. Our guest is Nick Cady with Cascadia Wildlands. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, November 28, 2016. Engineering for us today is Jenka Soderberg. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This KBOO program.